Hi, my name is Eric. They call me the job guy. Today I want to talk about the facts about my list of companies that hire ex-offenders and felons. I get emails every day about my list, and I want people to understand what this list is really about. I got an email the other day that says, oh, you need to take this company off your list because they didn't hire me. Let's understand that these companies do not hire everyone with a criminal record. They are on this list because they give ex-offenders and felons a fair chance at getting hired. That means they will give you an opportunity to get a job if you are the best person for the job, even if you have a criminal record. So let's understand that. They're not going to hire every felon who applies. When it comes to employment, people with certain types of convictions usually are not considered for certain types of jobs. Some types of convictions are more difficult to work with than others. As I said, I've had over 20 years experience helping felons get jobs. So in my opinion, here are the most difficult offenses for felons to overcome. The first and most difficult are sexual offenses. This is by far the most difficult type of conviction to overcome. Generally speaking, employers stay away from sex offenders, especially those involving children. In the opinion of some employers, they pose a certain threat to people they do business with. In my experience, sex offenders stand the best chance of getting hired in situations that don't involve contact with a lot of people or jobs that require heavy labor. Trucking, warehouse work, building trades, that's carpentry, plumbing, construction, etc. Restaurant work and garage work offer the best opportunities for sexual offenders to get hired. Sex offenders stand a better chance of getting hired by applying to small businesses rather than nationwide companies that run background checks. Unfortunately, many sex offenders must register in the communities they live, and they are listed in the local sex offender registries. Next are violent offenders. Violent offenders have convictions such as aggravated assault, armed robbery, sexual assault, homicide, etc. Violent offenders rank a close second to sexual offenders in terms of difficulty in getting hired for jobs. People who have been convicted of violent crimes are seen as a high risk to commit similar crimes again, and possibly on the job. People who run businesses have enough problems and don't need any more. This is why employers are reluctant to hire them. As is the case with sex offenders, those convicted of violent offenses will more likely get hired by small businesses rather than large companies. And once again, trucking, warehouse, building trades, restaurant work, and garage work will probably offer the best opportunities. Theft and fraud offenses. When we talk about theft and fraud, we're talking about any crime that involves the unlawful taking of money, property, or services that belong to someone else. This includes theft, fraud, embezzlement, shoplifting, auto theft, robbery, bad checks, and receiving stolen property. I call these integrity crimes because they give an idea about people's integrity or their honesty. There will be employers who feel that people who have committed such crimes cannot be trusted. Those with these types of crimes may not be considered for retail, hotel jobs, or other jobs where anything of value may be at risk. And I say hotel jobs, that means front desks or those who are entrusted to go into guest rooms, will not be considered for jobs usually if they have an integrity crime. Now, as I said, it's very difficult for felons to get jobs, so you really must put yourself in the best position to get hired. The first step in doing that is get a good resume. I meet people looking for jobs. If you do not have a resume, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. So you need to get a good resume. That's the first step in getting a job. Number two, get good references. A reference is someone who will say something positive about you. They could be a past employer, a school teacher, some upstanding member of your community who will say something positive about you. So be prepared to get that person's name, phone number, address or email address. So you need 3 to 4 really good references, because most applications will ask for them. Learn to properly fill out applications. I see people overlooked all the time because they have not properly filled out their application. One of the elements of properly filling out the application, I encourage all the ex-offenders and felons I work with to always tell the truth. And people say to me, well, if I tell the truth, I won't get hired. Well, in this day and age, in the computer age, background checks, your background is so easy to get a hold of. And if you're being considered for a job and you have not listed certain offenses on your application, even though the application asks for it, you will not be considered. Not because you're a felon or ex-offender, it's because you lied on your application by not putting down everything that it asks for. Also, work on your interviewing skills. You have to, once again, put yourself in the best position to get hired. If you don't have good interview skills, I suggest you get some help practicing for an interview. Get some interview clothes. Put yourself in the best position. You want to look like a professional when you're going for a job. Remember, you have strikes against you with a criminal record. So dress yourself up and look as best as you possibly can when your interview comes. And this is the most important element. I suggest that you apply for as many jobs as you qualify for. It's hard for enough for people without criminal records to get jobs. So ex-offenders and felons have to work especially hard if they want to get hired. That means applying for as many jobs as possible. The more jobs you apply for, the more leads you will get. The more leads you get, the more interviews you get. The more interviews, the greater your opportunity to get hired. Doesn't that make sense? Okay. I encourage everyone that I work with to go down to their one-stop career center. One-stop career centers are the best source of resources to help you get hired. They have trained counselors who can help you get hired. You can get help with your resume. You can get help with interviewing skills. You can use computers to look up and apply for jobs. There are so many resources. There are job leads in your area. People, they know of people who have hired ex-offenders and felons in the past. So if you want to find the nearest one-stop career center, in the description is a link to your local one-stop career center. So if you have any questions, leave me some comments here. Also in the description will be my email address. If you have a specific question, I want you to first go to my blog, howfelonscangetjobs.com. I have answered hundreds of questions from ex-offenders and felons on how to get a job in certain situations. So take a look at my blog, click that link to the One-Stop Career Center, and do the best you absolutely can at getting a job.